Hello, everyone. This podcast is presented by Studio 3, an in-house production studio of Dongrela.com.
You've risen through the ranks. You're now CEO of a multinational company. What advice do you give? What kind of career advice do you give people?
So when people say that they specifically want to start in a particular area, in a particular industry, or in a my response is it doesn't matter. I only want a sales job. I only want a finance job. I only want this industry. No, it absolutely doesn't matter. What matters more is that a learning environment? Because if it's not a learning environment, it doesn't matter what industry it is. Are you going to be challenged enough? So pay more attention to the culture of the place you're joining and the culture of the place you're working in, because that's more important than the what of what you're going to learn and do. The what is going to change. The second advice is, you know, if you think about your career as three dimensions, and any job as three dimensions, one dimension is the expertise that you're learning and you're bringing to the table. It's a sales expertise, finance expertise, HR expertise. Second is the industry context. It's the retail industry or it's the pharmaceutical industry and so on and so forth. And the third is the cultural context. This is a family-run business. That's a global multinational. This is a Japanese multinational, that's a US multinational. And if you think about every role that you go through in your career, you can actually categorize it along these three dimensions. As you make changes in your career and job changes, change one of these dimensions every time you make a change, because then you're learning something new. Don't change two at the same time, because that makes it tougher. Certainly don't change three at one shot. So over time, if you change one of these dimensions systematically every time, then after three changes, you've actually changed all three. So you can constantly rotate through different roles where you change different dimensions, and you know, you'll become a bigger leader and a better leader over time. And the last advice I would give is you have to love what you do and you have to do what you love. Basically what Steve Jobs said many times over and many, many occasions. Because if you don't, then where's the passion going to come from? Why are you going to be driven? You know, how is that going to be infectious?
Thank you for listening. For more such amazing podcasts, please log on to dongrela.com.